The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakkam. Yesterday I jumped with a biodegradable floating ring in the ocean of the Church for Statistics in order to find the ideal number of French on a population of 50,000. And today I will propose some silly forecast analysis like the Frenchy pataphysician humorist of the 50. As you know, officially, there is now 3,218 residents. 1,446 residents, or 45%, are Indian, and the French come second with 455 residents, or 14%. Then come the German at 8%, 257, followed by the Italian at 5.38%, 173, and the American at 3.33%, 107. These are the top five of the Auroville resident list. To know the ideal number of French among the 15,000 residents was not easy to calculate. But as Napoleon said, impossible is not French. So I did the impossible. And for that, I had to study five hypotheses. First hypothesis, if we keep the same distribution of percentage from the top five and project that on the 50,000, we will get in the future 22,500 Indian, 7,000 French, 4,000 German, 2,690 Italian, and 1,665 American. But this hypothesis have a big problem, because it took 52 years to have 3,280 residents, which means 61 new residents by years, which means if we keep the same 61 new newcomers by years, we will need 767 years to arrive at 15,000 people. 767 years is a lot, very a lot, and many things can happen. So, niet for this hypothesis. Second hypothesis, we have to take into account the number of countries. According to the United Nations, there is more or less 196 countries, but the FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, has 221 member countries. As Auroville has one football team, we will keep this number, 221 countries on Earth. Actually, there is 59 nationalities in Auroville, or 26.7% of the 221 countries from the FIFA list. If each country had to be represented by the same number of residents, as in football, by the same number of players by team, it would take 226 residents by country, or 0.45% of 15,000. In this case, India, France, and Germany have already exceeded their quota. But the French will justify their extra number by singing, "We are the champion," what will annoy the German, of course. So, niet again. Third hypothesis, we have to take into account the population by country. Okay, why not? And in this case, we have a new country top five in the Auroville list, China, India, USA, Indonesia, Pakistan. But again, the French will not accept to be excluded of the top five of the Auroville resident list. And above all, that there is more German than them. They will protest as usual, they will occupy the French pavilion, we explain the French cultural exceptions, and will refuse this hypothesis by singing, "We are the world." So, niet. The fourth hypothesis, we have to take into consideration the area percentage of each country. Yes, the area, because of this and that. No problem. Let's calculate, 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 et hop, the new top five is Russia, Canada, USA, China, Brazil. But what is likely to happen is that the French, German, Italian, and Indian will organize a restorative circle to restore the organic process of the first top five, and this fourth hypothesis will be rejected by everybody unanimously, except by the Belgian. We cannot know why. So, yet, 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 again and again. The fifth hypothesis, we have to take into account the gross domestic product of each country. Life in Auroville is expensive. We need newcomers with money. And the top five of the richest country is America, China, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, or India. Aha! We hear some will say, oh ho! Other will say, hee hee ha ha ho hee! Nobody will say. But the Belgium, them again, learning the result is completely off topic, will write in the news and note that the French, the 455 actual French, represent 0.0007% of the total French population. And normally, 0.0007% of the Belgian population is 80 residents and not the 46 presently present. Conclusion, there is now too many French. Then, the British, we don't know why also, will point out that there is among the actual 3,280 residents, 2,546 adults and 672 children. And we need only to take the adult figure who are eligible to vote at the resident assembly as reference for the statistic. The Spanish will probably agree and will add, because women are the avenir of humanity, that out of 2,546 adults, the more important was that there is 1,277 women. Then the Dutch, serious as a North Korean joke, will point out that the more Eurovignan not French there will be, less French globally there will be. In conclusion, and without hesitation, this hypothesis will get a terrific and radical yet, yet, yet. Of course, I have tried to mix all these five hypotheses together to see the result, but my computer started to flip-flip and I got a BB, a big bug, so no comments. My conclusion about this pataphysical study is that probably and finally, everybody will agree that we cannot know the ideal number of French among the 50,000. That, in fact, there is no French, no nationality anymore. We are all Europeans, citizens of the world, and it is better concerning the entry to keep the current mystery of this raison d'être. I will add that these five hypotheses are on an artificial range made up of correct data at the start, maybe, but finishing with misleading figure, asymptomatic number, a silly result, but interesting for an IPE, an integral pataphysical experience. C'est dingue, non? Amazing. Bye bye. See you next Friday at 10:30 a.m. or when you want by podcast at Auroville Radio site. Bye bye. Ciao. Bye bye. Thank you.